Late last summer, public opinion researchers at the UW-Milwaukee polled more than 1,400 people about their view of the Milwaukee Police Department. A Milwaukee alderman requested the survey. The pollsters say they tried to get a wide cross-section of the city and weighted their results to balance the input of demographic groups that may have been under or overrepresented. The result, about 25% say they're very satisfied overall with the police, and another 50% are somewhat satisfied. The approval ratings by African American respondents were lower. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn says he's not satisfied with the result, but
an overall approval rate of 73% is pretty remarkable in public life. And even at the low end, you know, when the African American community has an approval rate of 62%, that's still higher than any elected official that I'm aware of. But I think what's important for us is to close that gap. You know, poor people of color in this city are the most intense users of police services. We are engaged in them in the most complex set of ways.
Flynn says he hopes the police department will use the results to guide department training and education. Critics of the police say the survey or department's interpretation falls short in several ways. Nathaniel Hamilton is a brother of Dontre Hamilton, who was killed by a Milwaukee police officer last April. Nathaniel says not enough was heard from people who deal with the police on a daily basis.
There's a lot of young black men, young black women that are harassed, that are antagonized every day. So where are those surveys?
Several dozen supporters of Dontre Hamilton attended last night's meeting of the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission, and seven were silent during their 2 minutes of speaking time to symbolize the silence they say they got from local officials while waiting for details of Hamilton's death. The Fire and Police Commission will form a subcommittee to do more analysis of the police community survey and discuss possible additional research. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.